Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Hanson Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Keith. And today we will be doing another show, a live oracle reading session. And I invited a guest to do a short 30-minute segment with me today so you guys can kind of get a feel and see what I do. So, greetings, happy Sunday, and thank you for tuning in. Now, the Oracle sessions is pretty much, I use a Know Your Magic deck, and the cards are pretty much in sync with your energy. You know, I like to say energy, I-N-N-E-R-G. So, the cards, they pretty much serve as signposts to kind of give you clarity and confirmation in your personal life. So that's what it's pretty much used for. And so I do these short segments, and also I'm going to, in the near future here soon, I'm thinking possibly March, I'm going to be kind of opening the phone line so I can have more people on and, you know, just do random live readings, you know, when you guys call in. Like, I see a lot of you guys have called in, you know, and I'll just choose a caller and, you know, I'll do a live reading for you on the air. So check out the show notes and, you know, like my Facebook business page. And that's the Intuitive Oracle Readings by Haru, and it's in the show notes. So go ahead and like my page if you hadn't already. And just, you know, stay tuned for updates when to call in. And also those that are on my Facebook page, you know, you can also, you know, just stay tuned for show details and updates. So, yeah, I plan on doing a lot of things in March. So, yeah, just stay tuned for that. Now, if you want a private session, you can definitely email me at harutheoracle@gmail.com, and that's H-U-R-U, the Oracle, @gmail.com. And that's also in the show notes as well, my email address. So, yeah, just shoot me an email. I offer private video and phone sessions for you guys. So those are like normally an hour long at the most. Those are the more in-depth sessions. So, you know, you can also check out my reviews on my Facebook page, you know, just to see how many people, you know, like it and what they're saying about my readings and stuff. So, yeah, people really enjoy them. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about this show today. I want to thank my guests for coming on. So, yeah, I also want to let you guys know that if you guys need any kind of spiritual essential needs, you know, we have a one-stop shop store. That's Lisa's Fragrance and Such. It's a web store. You know, we have things like herbs. You know, we have incense. We have sage. You know, we have essential oils, colognes, perfumes, soaps. You know, just anything that you need help with, you know, to enhance your spiritual growth or, you know, any kind of holistic type stuff, you know. So yeah, make sure you check out Lisa's and Fragrance and Such web store. You know, I live by it. So that's also included in the show notes as well. So yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get this thing started. All right. So the queen, she agreed to come on, and I am going to bring her on right now. Let me see which one. All
Hello.
Right. Hello, Queen. Hello, Queen. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great, love. Doing great. So how's your energy today? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
Okay. Okay. Great. All right.
Excited.
So you got an overview. You said what now?
I said just excited about this session.
Okay. Okay. Great. So me and Queenie is a part of the Lighthouse, and you know, which is a great community that's growing and that's building, you know, and learning a lot about the comedic sciences and stuff like that. So it seems that you are on a spiritual path, you know, and so how long have you been on this spiritual journey, and what do you like about it?
Actually, personally, me being really serious about it, it's only been about 3 to 4 months, but I've been introduced to it over a year ago. And what I like about it is just the different things that I'm learning, and it's opened up my eyes, and it's making me be a more positive person, and it's making me more accountable for myself.
Okay. Self-mastery.
Trying
self-awareness. Yeah, I mean, but you know what? When it comes to self-mastery, self-awareness, you know, I cannot even underestimate how much of a process, you know, it is. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, those growing pains ain't no joke, you know. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, we start to see sides of ourselves that we don't even like. I mean, the positive is good, you know, but, you know, what a lot of people may not mention, you know what I mean, at first is that there's a lot of negative that, you know, because it's like a mirror. We're literally looking in the mirror, and sometimes who we see looking back at us is not somebody who we like, especially when we're trying to heal, you know?
Right. Right.
So, you know, it can be scary. It can be frightening. It can be scary. You know, even getting this reading, sometimes people kind of hesitate, you know, like, oh, I don't want to know. I don't want to, you know? But, man, it's important. No, it's important to be self-aware. You know, it's levels to this, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you may master a level, and then, you know, you find yourself on a whole another level, and you're like, shit, I thought I, you know, clean this up. And they're like, no, it's depth to it, you know?
Right.
So as far as your spiritual journey, what do you find your challenges lie?
Well, I was born in Christianity, brought up Christianity. I was Baptist all my life. So sometimes I still struggle with what I've been taught with what I'm learning because it is a conflict of interest and things like that. And so sometimes I do struggle with who to pray to or what to say and things like that. But I'm getting better.
Crazy stuff. I mean, I was angry, you know. But you come to a place to where you're like, you know what, religion served as a springboard, you know what I mean, to kind of help me get to where I am as far as the spirituality, mm-hmm. you know. It's looking at the positive,
yeah.
even in that, you know what I mean. So it may have taught you how to, you know, how to have a decent morality or, you know, whatever it is for you, you know what I'm saying. I've learned to balance that anger is to pretty much, you know, go inside and figure out, okay, you know what, how did religion help me, you know?
Right.
Just being self-aware, you know, about that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? That helps to balance the anger. And it ain't easy because, you know, just my personal story, I find myself, you know, literally writing out the good stuff, you know, and trying to balance it. And then there I go passing out the church, you know, you know, and I'm like, damn, I thought, you know what I mean? So, you know, we go back, and I definitely get what you're saying about that. All right. So, if you don't mind telling me, what do you desire to learn from this reading?
What do I desire to learn? Just really, if I'm on the right path and if I should continue what I'm doing.
Okay. On the right path and continue what you're doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do you find yourself kind of on the fence a little bit or if this is the right
not
thing?
Not as much as I used to. Not as much as I used to, but I still have some people that I associate with from church and things like that. And you know how that...
Mm-hmm.
So you still get to, you wonder, I wonder if I'm doing, I just want to know if I'm doing right, because in all, whatever I do, whoever I, you know, continue to worship and serve and not necessarily serve, but just know, whatever I decide on this spiritual path, I just want my heart to be right, and I just want to make sure I'm
your
doing
heart.
The right thing, because I'm
doing
not,
right
I'm not, it's not just for me, it's for my children that are following me, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, just to be you, you know, just to answer your question personally, that you're going to kind of find yourself going back and forth a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Until you see, you have to decide for yourself. You will decide for yourself if this is the
mm-hmm.
right thing. But it's not going to come overnight. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what the
right.
cards have to say. But I know from personal experience, that's not going to come overnight. You know what I mean? You're going to go
yeah.
back and forth. You're still going to communicate, you know, and religion, you know, is going to kind of try to steer you away from it. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, you know, your heart, what does your heart say? And I think that that's
yeah.
important at the end of the day, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that answer will be revealed to you in time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't judge it. Don't judge yourself. You know, it's going to be religious people who are going to try to bring you back, tell you spirituality is the devil, and you know what I mean? It's going to be a conflict of interest, as you stated. I mean, a big one. But, you know, we just keep going. You know what I'm saying? Keep going. Keep following your heart. That's all, you know, that we can do in going through that. So great. I mean, that's good stuff, good stuff. Just know that everything you're going through is normal. I'm pretty sure at some point all of us went through it, you know. I think I was still going to church for about 2 years, you know. You know what I mean? When I first started to, you know, because I was where you were, you know, like, is this right for me? Am I doing, you know what I mean? But following my heart. You know what I'm saying? Spirituality is where they say go where the love is. You know what I'm saying? That's where I found the love. I didn't find that authentic shit in church. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just didn't.
Right.
You know, like you say you love me, but you backstab me. You talk about, you know, I mean, it needs to be healed. You know what I mean?
Right.
It needs to be healed on a deeper level. You know, I'm not going to bash the church today. You know, I'm not. But, you know, I still go there from time. You know what I mean? But go where the love is. You know, like you said, follow your heart. So you'll see. As you grow in your own spiritual self, you will begin to see.
Right.
All right. So is there any specific areas that you are seeking clarity on other than what we've discussed?
My career path and love, pretty much. Family. My career path and love and family. Like, I just want my family, I want my children to be okay.
You want your children to be okay. Okay. All right. So, hold on, let me. All right. So, you said love, you said career.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you said
I'm not necessarily on the fence, but I want to start my own business, my own food.
Ooh.
Business.
Start your own business, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Start your own business. I got a feeling that me and you gonna have to talk off the record too, and I'm gonna tell you why. It's because what I have for you is gonna be deeper than 30 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Well, we'll see how it goes. We got 17 minutes left. We'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. But so the card deck that I use again is pretty much a Know Your Magic deck, you know, so you have cards like chakra cards, you know, you have and you pulled a couple chakra cards. So do you know about the chakras? I know Jamar taught, you know, on every chakra. Did you see any of those videos?
Yes, I did. I seen them.
Okay, great.
And I got a couple books about them, too.
You said what now?
I have a couple books about chakras as well.
Oh, good. Okay, so let me let you know before we go into the reading, is that what I do is I send you an email summary of your reading, okay? That's what I provide for y'all. It's an email summary. So you'll get visuals of your cards, you'll get the card descriptions, and you'll get any kind of notes that I've took in between, you know, like book suggestions or, you know, YouTube clips, you know, just any, or, you know, just anything that I have. I'm going to give you an email summary. Give me 5 to 7 business days to produce that summary to you. But it's something that you can always reference back to. You know what I mean?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like to give you guys that because, you know, sometimes you're like, dang, what did he say in the reading? You know what I mean? So it's going to be all right there in the email.
Okay.
All right. So I pulled 3 cards for you. Now, just before we jump into, I did your chart, you know, and your chart said great, you know, it screamed great success, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your chart said that you're kind-hearted, you're hardworking, you're strong-willed, you have a sound common sense, you like to work well with people, both individually and a team. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Very much.
And very much so. Okay. But you're also sensitive. You have a vivid imagination. So, you know what, with vivid imagination is actually really, really great because, you know, you can envision, you know what I'm saying, like your business. You know, do you have any kind of business ideas now, like something that you would want to do?
Yes, I do. I have several, but my main one is I want to get my food truck going.
Okay. Okay, great. So when it comes to business, you know, I know a lot about that. You know, I've helped a couple of people start their own business. So when it comes to business, I do know, you know, it's one thing having a vivid imagination and having, you know, the vision of it, but it's another thing because I feel that there's a science behind it. You know what I'm saying? So understanding the science behind building, business building is very, very key. You know what I'm saying? So there's a couple of books that I want to share with you. Books on business. All right, so I want to give you the science, and the science is in these books. Napoleon Hill is a great, you know, person to research as far as that, and then Jack Canfield, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give you the name of the books in your summary, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you're very calm and strong. You have a strong intuition about people, and you have a strong sense of vision. You have an awareness that will deepen with age. So that's another key to remember, you know what I'm saying? Like your self-awareness would deepen as you grow.
Okay.
All right, and you're very honest and you have a very straightforward style, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so some of the things to watch out for is that you can tend to be a bit irritable sometimes, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So so irritable, and sometimes you can have a display of stubbornness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then too, it's important to be clear on your fears. You know what I'm saying? So you may have a fear of the unknown. Is that right?
Yeah. That is very much so.
Very much so. So in your summary, go ahead.
And I was just saying that's true what you were saying.
Okay. In your summary, I'm going to have you do like a journal entry, you know what I'm saying? And just I want you to write out, you know, what are my fears of the unknown? You know what I'm saying? Just get a journal and write it out. What are my fears of the unknown? You know, and then another thing your chart was saying is that you have you can get emotional tension, you know, so you can have a lot of emotional tension kind of built up, you know what I mean? And so with that, you kind of suppress it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a key thing for you is emotional balance. That explains the chakra card you pulled.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you with emotional balance?
It's not good. I have a lot that I'm dealing with. So I do suppress it. I just put a smile on my face and keep pushing until it's better. So my emotional is kind of off because I still deal with the death of my mother and all kind of stuff. So.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. So here's one key sentence that's very important for you is that, you know, it's going to be very key for you to have a clear vision of what you want to achieve, and this will motivate you into action. So I don't know if you are a writer, but you're going to have to do a lot of writing. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've told that for like the past 3 years. Everybody keep giving me journals.
Yeah,
wow.
Writing. You know what I'm saying? And see, here's the thing about writing. It's one thing to have a mental vision. It's one thing to kind of have mental, emotional balance and all that. But when you get that pen and paper and when you write it out, I'm telling you, something magical happens. It's something magical about writing. It's like you getting it out and you're pouring it out on paper. I cannot stress to you I got about 10 journals up in there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for you to write it out, especially when you're going through some shit, write it out. The second thing is go talk to a tree. You know what I'm saying? Go talk to nature about it and cry. Be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Get it out. dump it, as Miss Blue says, my mentor, one of my mentors, dump that shit. Because if you hold it in, it's a parasite, emotional parasite. If you got a trusted friend, I don't care, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so it's wise for you to write it down and write out your life plans. A red flag for you is you have a strong desire for peace and harmony, so at some times it may cause you to repress your anger, and that will leave you stuck in a rut, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so the first card you pulled was New Beginner, okay? So this is about getting a new story, right? This is about, see, without skill and change, okay? So... This is just, okay, so this card reminds you to welcome the mysteries of new starts. Are you ready to make the necessary changes to embrace the new? More knowledge is going to be required. You know what I mean? So I feel that you're ready. You feel you're ready?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing it. You already taking action. You already stepping out there, you know?
Yeah.
So that alone shows that you're ready. Which is great.
Yes, I am. I'm ready. I'm ready just to get it. And even if I fail, I still want to at least say I tried.
But you know what? You never fail. You learn. And see, that's the thing about perspective. The beginning is changing your perspective and unlearning everything. Everything that you were taught was a lie. Now, that's a very bold statement, but It's some spirituality to it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be willing to unlearn some of those programmed perspectives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So failure is one of them. No, we never fail. You know what I'm saying? We attempt it, you know what I'm saying? And we have to go back to the drawing board, and we have to reevaluate our execution. That's all it is. You learned. You didn't fail. You learned. And if whatever you're trying to accomplish isn't meant for you, it's just not meant for you. What do? You go on to the next. But what you take with you is the fact that you learned. That's it.
Right.
And we put a period on it. That's it.
All right.
So if you don't remember anything else that you're reading, you need to write. You need to get it out, and it's very wise for you to get clear on the direction and what's going on in your life. You have to get clear. You have to stay clear. All right?
Okay. All right.
So the next card you pulled is the throat chakra. So this card is about communication. It's about truth, and it's about facing your fears. All right? So this energy center is fully activated when all lines of communication is clear. The key to moving forward will be honesty and courage, which you are a straight, honest, forward person, which is actually going to be good for you in this area. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if nothing else moves you, life will. So this is considered the fifth chakra, located at the throat. Its color is corresponding is blue. The throat chakra resonates with self-expression, honest communication, right? And then I like to include effective, honest, effective communication. So this chakra to focus on if you are feeling withdrawn and aren't able to speak from a place of truth. And if you tend to speak too freely and openly, broadly and directive or offensive, or you may tend to be a bad listener, your throat chakra may be overreactive. This chakra governs the thyroid, respiratory, and organs of the mouth and throat. So when it comes to communication, briefly, we got about 5 minutes. How do you feel you are with communication? Is it something that you could work on?
Yeah, I can. I talk, I communicate. It's just I do suppress what I say sometimes because in the past, whenever I've spoken freely about things, the reaction that I get from people is that I feel like I'm better than somebody, or I feel like I'm more than somebody. I don't feel that way about myself, but what I do know, I'm willing to teach and tell somebody. And what I see about somebody, I'm willing to tell them just to try to help them, but people take it the wrong way, so I just kind of suppress it and go talk to my kids or something.
Well, you know, I get it. And here's the thing to remember when it comes to communication, you know what I'm saying? It's all about assertive approach. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, one suggestion, I never give advice, I always give suggestion, right? So a suggestion mm-hmm. would be for you to be very mindful of your approach. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, like, okay, you may, like when you communicate with somebody and they don't get it or they say you better than, go back and write about it. Like, okay, why did they say that? Or what is it about how I said it? Key, how I said it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just studying effective communication. And that's going to be included in your summary, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then go back and watch the throat chakra video, you know, that Jamar has. Matter of fact, these two chakra videos. But go back and watch these. So throat chakra, and the last card you pulled was the solar plexus chakra. Now, you know, that one was a powerful one. That
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So the solar plexus chakra, so this card is about willpower. It's about self-esteem. And it's about records of emotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this energy center core responds with a reminder for discipline. Pay attention to the patterns of your emotions before taking action. Hello. That's the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we have these subconscious patterns of how we receive and how we react and all this stuff. Be very
mm-hmm.
mindful of your subconscious patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And keep record. That's why, again, it's going to be important for you to write. Keep record of your emotions.
Mm.
You with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, beautiful. This energy, okay, so discipline, you know, discipline is going to be very important for you. So it comes over time. So this is the third chakra located at the belly button. This, the corresponding for this is yellow and gold. The solar plexus chakra resonates with personal power, self-confidence, and a force of will. This is a chakra to focus on if you are feeling powerless or timid. If you tend to be domineering, bothering, bordering on aggressive behavior. So pretty much just kind of an aggressive imbalance. That's why it's going to be key for you to, you know, be mindful of how you're projecting in that area. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about self-esteem and often rises here. So this chakra governs the liver, the upper spine, your stomach, and helps with metabolism. So, you know, just keeping records of your emotions, how you're projecting, how you're reacting, you know, all that good stuff. Just mindful, you know, keep a note of all that.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
So that concluded your reading. And, again, you're going to get a detailed summary of that. But, yeah, we got everything up in there. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you feel?
I feel better. I got a, you know, I got to understand why I got all these journals everybody keep giving me. Every time somebody give me a gift,
hey.
They take a journal. So.
That's the universe telling you right now.
All right. So I guess I get my hands ready to write.
All right, all right. Well, I'm going to be in touch. Please email, send me a message via Facebook and give me your email address or whatever. Give me your email address, and then I'm just going to recap because we got 60 seconds left, so I'll just recap with you real quick. But thank you for doing this, okay?
Well, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye. All right, guys. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to Hanson Awareness Radio. That was I'm going to have to do my sessions longer because, man, I still have more stuff, you know, but I'm going to get with her on it. But, hey, email me at haru.theoracle@gmail.com if you yourself would like a session with me, an in-depth session. You know, this reading is very powerful. You know, and it's very life-changing. So everything is in the show notes. You know, my Facebook, you want to book through my Facebook page. you know, and also my website is there, too. You can check out past shows and all that. So, again, thanks for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio, and we will see you next time. Peace.